From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Jess Hilarious is here,
yes,
our co-host.
I am.
Now, if you just join us, we're talking about some of the worst jobs we've ever had or the worst jobs you've ever had. Now, did you work at a mall?
She lied.
I went in there. And
you went in there.
I did go in there. All right, whatever. Look, so I went to college for mortuary science, and when it came time to do like the clinicals or whatever, we had to go in and we had to perform like the embalming, and I got scared. And so that was it. That was my last day. That was my first and last time in a morgue. So no, I never was employed by a morgue. I did tell Charlamagne I worked there for some time, but I was just trying to see, you know.
You ain't telling me. You told the world. I saw you doing an interview or something. I was like, oh, that's cool as hell. Just used to work in a mortuary. Only to come to find out you're lying.
Yeah, but that was the interview that I didn't think was going to make it no way because, you know, that was just like some small time, you know. Yeah. And I was like, dang. Yeah.
Now, Charlamagne, you worked at Taco Bell for like a week and then your sister fired you, right?
Yeah, my sister fired me after like 7 days.
Wow.
I worked at a...
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
That's crazy.
Your old sister fired
you. I don't think there's any such thing as a worse job. I think any honest living, anything that, you know, is putting food on your table, putting some money in your pocket, is cool. It may be a job you don't like. There's plenty of jobs you don't like, but there's no such thing as a worse job. Because those jobs we call in the worst, there's some people out there that would cut their toe off to get one.
But that don't mean that it's not a worse job just because some people will cut their toe off.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't like it. I hated working at Taco Bell. Just like I hated working at that factory. Mm-hmm. Just like I hated working at the Flower Garden in Mount Corner, South Carolina. I hated all of that.
Like factory workers, like they got to sweat all day for pennies.
They used to make me sit outside. Every single one of those jobs, all of those supervisors told me that I didn't belong there. Every single one. Gail,
right.
I'd never forget. Her name was Gail Cobb. It was an industrial acoustics company. She said, we are moving in another direction. You just don't fit in here.
Yeah. Damn, you had them eyes.
Right.
Hmm? You had that other face? That was the first face? Oh, my God. Young struggle face for sure.
Mine wasn't too bad. Like I said, I did telemarketing. But I remember my wife, she sold mattresses. And she had to go to in the projects and sell mattress in the projects. So she would have to go from door to door. Yeah, it was crazy. It was definitely crazy.
Who is buying mattresses? You can find a mattress in the projects.
That's right. Ain't number box springs in the. She was selling box springs in the projects.
But she would go in the projects, and me or her mother would wait out downstairs.
Oh. Because
that's the way we made money back then.
Were they air mattresses?
No, regular mattresses.
You used to make her go hustle mattresses.
I didn't make her go hustle. I didn't make her go hustle.
Oh, because he said he waited in the car, and that's how I made her make her money back.
You definitely said waited in the car.
I was like a protection.
No, you're a liar.
You
said you and her mom waited in the car. That's what you said.
No, either her mom would take her, or I would take her as protection, because she would go in the hood. She would knock on the doors. Hey, I got a mattress from whatever mattress company it is.
She definitely felt safe with her mother.
It's a recliner. Yo, shut up,
oh,
man.
Oh, it was like a legit company.
Yes.
I was like, I would never date no man that would be like, yeah, I'm about to drop you off in the hood so you can go sell your mattresses. I'll be back to get you with your car. What?
She used to sell mattresses?
It was like 17 years old, 18
And then
years
you
old.
Made her suffer for 10 years on one?
Hey, yo!
I can't stand you.
Take the calls, yo. Yo, he crazy.
I should fight him, right?
You gotta read his book, Jess.
You being too aggressive.
In the book, he said that he didn't make his wife orgasm for 10 years.
From peen.
That's in his book? That's in your book?
Yes, he put that in his book.
Hold on, Shanice.
No,
I gotta
explain
that.
We don't want to hear this.
I gotta explain it now. She just got me crazy. She's not looking at me like a man now. She's looking at me crazy. She's looking at me crazy. She's looking at me crazy.
I've heard this story a million times.
She's looking at me crazy.
I've heard this story a million times. Please.
So when we were first going together, I was 16. She was 50. When we first started having sex, I didn't know what I was doing. I used to watch porn and think, bang, 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 bang. It didn't work. 10 years later, my mouth game was good,
okay.
But just my peen game wasn't good. And one time we got into an argument, and then she was like, that's why I ain't 10 years.
Oh, hell no,
yeah,
for real.
Yeah, yeah, it hurt me. I was hurt. I cried.
Oh.
But we over that now. That was a long time ago. We over that now. Yeah. But he keeps bringing it up.
Just look
traumatizing
disgusted.
Me.
Oh, my God.
Shanice, I'm sorry.
Hey, man, what's going on over there?
Charlamagne bothering me and bugging me and traumatizing me, bringing me back to old stuff.
He wrote it in a book.
What's going on, y'all? Y'all listening to me.
What's happening?
Now, Shanice, what is the worst job that you had, mama?
Well, first off, I want to say, y'all whole music suck. Y'all need to get some better homies. But the worst job I had was...
We need what?
I'm sorry.
Our whole music
sucks.
The worst job I had, y'all, I was selling knives. I was trying to go door-to-door selling knives.
Oh, my God. You too, girl, yes. That pyramid scheme company crap.
I remember that.
Girl, yes. So and you were sitting in the class. They really got you thinking that you're going to be the best knife seller in the hood. I swear, I thought I was Chef.
Listen, if you sell this knife that cuts a penny, you will win $1,000 in your next bonus. Me being 19, I'm like, oh, my God, I'm about to be rich by the time I'm 20. Y'all ain't going to do nothing. Come to find out, they were definitely a Ponzi scheme. And then I heard they were trafficking girls.
No.
Oh, my God.
Damn.
I'm not surprised. But,
thank you, Shanice.
I don't think there's no knife sharp enough to cut a penny.
I don't know. But that's what they used to sell. Is like they used to, them little, you know, them little pyramid schemes. Yeah. Like, you know, Master P be doing them. That's a seminar. My bad. It's still scam, same thing.
You're stupid.
Right, so it's, but, you know, they used to, the knife cutting classes, and they make you feel like you can go out there and sell them and be rich. And they used to get all the little young girls. Oh, my God, they were sex trafficking people then, because that makes perfect sense.
Oh, yeah, because they get the young girls to buy
into everybody. It was a whole bunch of young. We were all young, like, in our teens.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. It's your girl, Ecstasy. Still for X.
Hey, X. Hey, what was the worst job you had, mama?
She was a stripper. Ecstasy.
Oh, gosh. my worst job was working in a exterminating company. And when the guys came back with a tank and some of their leg bugs escaped, and I got attacked, and I'm allergic to bites. I found that out the hard way.
You got bit by a snake?
No, bed bugs.
Oh, bed bugs.
No, bed bugs.
Oh, wow.
Damn, so you were an exterminator, and you were allergic to bed bugs.
No, I was working in a company. I was a salesperson, but, you know, I was a dispatcher also. One of the new guys brought the tank in. The bed bugs escaped. He got fired, but I got attacked. I was allergic. I had to go be in the hospital on Benadryl and stuff.
Oh, damn. So stripping wasn't her worst job. Okay.
You did use the strip though, right,
ma'am?
Yeah,
I would have went to the club too.
No, I did not use the strip. And also, I want to elaborate on what Jess was talking about earlier. I do get along with my baby father just as much as you do.
Oh,
that's
good.
That's what we got in common.
Good.
I even babysit his other kids while him and his girlfriend go out. So.
Oh, that's dope.
You do
that's
that,
amazing,
Jess?
Amazing, huh?
You do that?
Sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Before I got real busy, yeah.
Thank you, X. All right, 800-585-1051. We're talking your worst job. What was it? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio, Season 9.
Love at first listen.
We're older, we're wiser, and we're podcasting through a new decade of our lives.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
And getting to the heart of our stories.
We're going places we've never gone before, and we're bringing you along with us.
With new segments, correspondence, and a brand new sound.
Season 9 is kicking off with an intimate interview with Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter Natalia Lafourcade. What's giving you hope right now?
Well, when I see what music does to people, it gives me a lot of hope.
If you liked Locatora before, you're gonna love Season 9.
Subscribe to our show and you'll see why Locatora is your prima's favorite podcast.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Tura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like a million bucks.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old Richmond, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.